high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we are here at Fortsight Fieldhouse, where our Fort Recovery Indians will be taking on the New Knoxville Rangers in the first round of the tournament, sectional semifinal. The winner will move on to play St. Henry on Friday at 7 o'clock. Well, I'm saying St. Henry. They play Lima Temple Christian, and Lima Temple Christian, I believe, has one or two wins, and they are playing at St. Henry. So it will be a tough match for them, and I would say that more than likely St. Henry will win that very easily. So Knoxville in the league is 1-8. Indians are 5-4. We played Knoxville at their place back on January 8th, and we won 53-40. So we'll see how that all goes tonight. I've had a chance to talk with Coach Melton a little bit ago, and we'll listen to his comments right after these messages from on the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Linda's here, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy Old Man Winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Melton. It's tournament time. We're playing New Knoxville here at home. What are our keys for coming away with a victory and moving on?
Well, we want to limit New Knoxville's easy scores. And, you know, last time Patrick Covert got loose on us and hurt us a little bit. I think he had 17 against us. And, you know, we don't obviously want to let Carson Beerline go off. He's capable. And Hinchin's a nice shooter, too, so an aim spot can shoot it. So, you know, we just got to limit their easy scores and value our possessions and dominate the glass.
So that's a good way to start. Is everybody healthy for us, or who's starting, or how do you, of course, everybody subs a lot, so yeah. Whoever starts isn't terribly important because they'll play a lot, but is everybody healthy?
Yeah, we're going to dress Owen tonight. He won't start, but in our starting lineup that we had against New Bremen with Derek, Judy, Kale, and Regan in our backcourt, and then the bigs will be Clay and Brian, and then Owen, Dylan, and, you know, Gavin will be ready to come off the bench, and we got Caleb Beavers and Landon Post, and Troy Hillman, Rex Leverett will dress tonight as well.
All right. So we've been talking with Coach Jim Melton on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back with more right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Philly, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited all-wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And a very pleasant good evening here at Portside Fieldhouse. I'm Dave Kopp along with Derek Bax and old Spencer here on Fort Recovery Radio. I'm glad you joined us here for tonight's sectional starter.
Yep. And semifinal, they call it.
But semifinal, yeah. We got the Rangers here in the Fieldhouse, or in the Portside Fieldhouse here today. And you know what? Harold and I did the game, Derek, earlier in the year at the Marn. Started out a pretty close game. We kind of pulled away little by little. But they've got some scores. And we're going to have to play we're going to play like we did Friday night against New Bremen and not like we did 2 weeks ago against, Versailles and South Adams.
That's for sure. And those games 2 weeks ago looked like our guys didn't really have the drive that they normally have, but I don't think that we're going to have that issue coming into tournament time now. These seniors, I mean, they got to play for everything that they have because tonight could be their last game if they don't play hard. So
that's exactly right, and it would be awfully weird. It would be awfully weird, and I'm going to say probably the first team in Fort Recovery history that would ever play their last game at home.
Right.
Because I'm sure we'd never had tournament in our gym before. Well,
State of Ohio's never allowed that before.
Right. And so this is a whole new thing for everybody. Now, obviously, we've seen it in volleyball. We've seen it in football. And it's a new thing here for basketball. But kind of a neat gig and something to work for throughout the season to, try to get yourself a game or two at home. I've said it now for a couple weeks. I still think it would be awfully fun to go over to St. Henry and cut their nets down in their gym.
Absolutely.
So we got some. I got some other stuff to go over. Tomorrow's a big day for our swimming team, and Coach Bupp's going to take her team where's it at, Spencey? Where do they?
I keep forgetting. Tiffin, I think maybe. I think that's where they.
Maybe if Mindy's listening, she can reach out
Columbus,
to us and let us know where it's at. Yeah, no, it's not Columbus.
The bad thing is I don't think they even allow spectators anyway. So
yeah, that's probably true.
I don't think even the parents can go. It's awesome. Awful. That's probably
true. And the 200 free relay, looks like we are seated seventh, and that's with Paige Forkamp, Autumn Burke, Ava Bupp, and Tegan Forkamp. Says looks like they will qualify for state on Wednesday. So this is the districts in. We're going.
They have qualified.
That's what I thought. States. They qualified for state, and state is actually tomorrow or Thursday, right?
Tomorrow is what my understanding is. Tomorrow, Wednesday for Division II.
Copy that.
So there's only two in the state. So
copy that. And then Tegan Forkamp is place six here in the 50 free at 24.48 seconds. That's getting her done right there, buddy.
Absolutely.
That's getting her done. That's pretty awesome. She set a new high school record beating Cassie Martin's previous of 24.52. Pretty dang close right there. So good luck to those girls right there on their swimming meet here in the state, and wish them the best.
And then you're heading on vacation with her and her husband.
Yep. Shortly. Coach Bupp and her husband, we're going to take off and head down south and Let the kids back here at home for a few days. And
well, hopefully you're celebrating some state swimmers.
Well, yeah, I think that would be awesome. She would be awful excited. You know, it's very, very hard, and there's some awesome swimmers in this area. And, you know, I've had some kids swim, and I've watched them over the years, and it's amazing how fast some of these girls and boys are. It's actually fun to watch. So looking forward to hearing the news on that. And that'll be fun if she can, you know. I don't think she has any expectations of winning that certain event, but you know,
not just, yet, but in a few years.
Yes, just baby steps forward, and she keeps creeping her way there. And you know, all of a sudden, hopefully, things pop out of nowhere, and we win something. That would be so cool, you know.
Yep. And they're having a send off tomorrow morning around 9:30 with the fire trucks and stuff like that going.
Oh, nice.
Around the school and down on to 49 and around, I'm not sure exactly where, but they're going to be going a little tour around town before they head off to the state. So.
Well, perfect. I tell you what, we got about 4.5 minutes here before this ball game or the clock's going to run out. We'll take a little break here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we'll come back, go over the starting lineups, and get ready for some more ball.
Oops. Linda's here, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy old man winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Back to Fortside Fieldhouse. We got about 3.5 minutes here before the clock runs out. I tell you what, big deal. It looks to me like we're going to get everybody that can get a ticket is going to, I think we're sold out. I mean,
as far as this crazy
COVID thing goes, but this is about as full as I've seen it for the most part of the year, and hopefully they get kind of rowdy and they see a good game. Upcoming games here on Thursday night, the girls are going to travel to Wapakoneta, and they're going to take on the number one or number two team in the state, the Minster Wildcat girls.
Yep.
And they gave us a pretty good beat down here about a month ago, and I think we got a little payback we want to give them. We'd have to play one heck of a ball game, and we saw one doozy of a game here on Saturday night, an overtime win against New Bremen, and we had about a 12-point lead in that ball game. They kept creeping back. They took the lead. I think there was 3 lead changes in the last couple minutes of that game. It was very exciting, and of course, the Indians came out on top in overtime, and now they get a chance to go back for a little redemption with the Minster Wildcats, and we got nothing to lose there. We just go over there, and we go play our best basketball, and hopefully we don't come out jittery, and hopefully we come out and we take care of the ball, and that's what killed us in that first game. We just had turnover after turnover after turnover, and they play a relentless defense.
Yeah, they were trapping us, and we didn't handle it at all.
So,
well, the
I'm
thing
pretty sure
is,
we've been working on that since
then. Well, I think so, too.
The thing with that is you don't have anything to lose, so you shouldn't be nervous. They should be the ones they have everything to lose.
That's right. And, you know, they've got some experience over there, obviously, with Ivy Wolf, and hats off to her. She's a fabulous player. I really enjoyed watching her over the last few years. And
I think she won Player of the Year this year again.
Yep.
I'm sure she did in the MAC.
Third year in a row, I believe.
I'm sure she did in the MAC.
Definitely, too.
You know, she's just an all-around great player. She played volleyball. She just does it all. So we'll be over there on Thursday night. I think I might be helping Rob Weaver on WPGW on Thursday night at that game. What time does that start? Oh, it starts at 5:30. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's
early
the early game.
Okay.
So you'll be with Rob. Rob will be there. He can't be here tonight.
Yep, Rob's out tonight.
But he'll be there. We will be there with Susie and Diana and So there's all kinds of options, and all
of
them
are people to listen to. And
there'll be some other ones, but they're not going to be as good because they won't be homers.
That's true. We are a little bit
biased. You and Rob are great homers, and Susie and Diana are great homers.
We are a smidge biased, and we're not afraid to say it. So,
yep.
The other thing we got going on, we did have the MAC conference team was brought out, and Justin Nixon was player of the year, and he was also from Minster. And heck of a year for that young man. And then Michael McClurg, he's coach of the year. Obviously, Minster goes 9-0 and well-deserved. Fort Recovery did get a couple guys first team, and that's Brian Ben and Owen Judy, first team All-MAC in basketball. Second team was Cale Rammel, and honorable mention went to Derek Judy. So congratulations to those ball players and well-deserved awards. For Knoxville, they had Carson Berline and Patrick Covert. They made second team. Congratulations to them. And Sammy Anspach made honorable mention. So we'll be back here in just a second. We're getting ready for the national anthem, and we'll announce the players and stuff, and we'll be back here in a bit for tip-off. Our national anthem.
Because of the bad weather, the Fort Recovery Opera House meeting scheduled for last week will now be held this Wednesday, February 24th at 6:30, and the location has now been moved to the middle school auditoria. Everyone is welcome to attend, and they'll have information from the architect, fundraising, including possible grants, nominating it for the next. And you can also get information on their Facebook page, Morvilius Opera House. Even if you're not from Fort Recovery, you're welcome to attend. COVID protocol will be in effect with masks and social distancing required. So if you're interested in finding out what the plans are and the progress already made on our Morvilius Opera House, make plans to attend the meeting, which has now been rescheduled for Wednesday evening, February 24th at 6:30 p.m. in the middle school auditoria. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. We're getting ready here for sectional semifinal basketball between the Fort Recovery Indians and the visiting New Knoxville Rangers. Derek, what do you got here for starting lineups for us tonight?
Starting with the New Knoxville Rangers, we have a junior, Max Henshin. Also a junior, Rylan Durness. Senior, Patrick Covert. A junior, Carson Berline. And also a senior, Sammy Onsball. And for your Indians, we have Regan Martin, Derek Judy, Clay Smits, Cale Rammel, and Brian Benn.
Well, very good, and it's going to be a heck of a ball game. The Covert boy had 17 points against us earlier in the year, and I'm sure Coach Melton has a game plan for that young man here.
And Beerline was their leading scorer by far the year before that.
Throughout the year, yeah.
And he's tough. They're focusing mostly on the.
He actually put it to us when he was
sophomore year,
here.
2 years
here, yes. Yeah. And Harold and I talked about that, and we kind of held him in check here at the barn. But you never know; that young man can come out and score a bunch of points. But tonight's officials is Eric Schwab, Scott Nurse, and Ben Mock. Some familiar names that I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with here over the years. And, you know, Derek, I just think we need to come out, get on to a quick start. Not that we did against New Bremen Cardinals. We got down early, and I thought, oh, boy, here we go. But we were getting good looks in the beginning of that game, and all of a sudden our shots started to fall. And you know, from there, we just kind of got hungry, and we put it to them. So I'm looking forward to tonight's ball game.
It'll be pretty interesting to see what we do on defense. Cover had 17, like you mentioned. Maybe Coach will think about doing a box and one or a triangle two on him and the Beerline kid. But because last it was Tuesday, we were running like a matchup 2-3 with our top two guys just running all over the court, and the bottom three just kind of stood there and passed the guys back and forth on the bottom. But if we do that with these two shooters, I mean, it could be trouble. But
could be trouble, yeah. We want to get off to a good start. There's no doubt about it. And looks like we're going to go with our normal starters. We do have... I see Owen's got his jersey on here tonight, but I don't think he's got any intentions of playing. I'd be surprised.
Well, the coach did say he was going to put him in if the time was right, but he's not going to start. He's not going to play a lot.
Well, is that right?
Okay. Let's hope he gets to stay on the bench the entire game.
Yeah, yeah. I think the best thing that can happen for him is to continue to heal. But, you know, maybe he wants to get out there and stretch it a little bit, too. I don't know, and get back into the flow of the game a little bit. First things first, we got to just win this ball game and then worry about St. Henry here in the next couple of days. So things are getting close here for the Tin Cupboard tip-off, and we want to thank everybody for joining us here in the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We thank them very much for all their efforts to help Port Recovery Radio and for us to bring the ball games to you guys. So, Spencer, you want to take one more break? It looks like we got a couple of minutes here, at least 30 seconds or so.
And yeah, we can here real quick.
And we'll be back here for the opening tip-off.
The Port Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7:30 for only $8, with sides like baked beans and coleslaw, and coffee is included. You don't have to be a member to go to their fish fry, so head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Drive-through and carryouts are available in addition to their dine-in buffet. Just $8 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish Lent buffet every Friday night during Lent at the VFW.
Hi, we're back here getting ready for the opening tip-off. That number three, that Henson boy, I think he is a triplet, isn't he?
Yes.
Spencey?
Yeah, has I was going to say twin sister, but they're triplet. Yeah. And they're really good at basketball and volleyball.
There goes the ball up, and it's going to be controlled by the white team, the Fort Recovery Indians. Derek Judy got the ball. He's going to bring it up the floor. Pass it off to Schmitty on top of the key, over to Regan Martin on the wing. Back out to Benny. Benny's going to take a long three. That's off the mark, and that's going to be rebounded by the New Knoxville Rangers, number 24, Sammy Onspaugh. Rangers bring her down. Now it looks like Patrick Covert's going to take the ball. He's going to put a move on, try to get into the hole. Well defended by Regan Martin. Back out to Onspaugh. Back over to Covert. Covert with the ball. Looks like taking a shot. Nope. Number 24 is going to take a shot. That's way off the mark. And that's going to be rebounded by Derek. Indians looking to get out and run. And they bring the ball up quickly down the floor. Derek Judy's now going to set his offense up. Looking for somebody to go to. Brings it over on the left wing. Kale's coming out. It's going to get a nice shot at the top of the key. And that's going to fall in there for a quick 3-0 lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. Attaboy, Kale.
Let's hope he gets hot tonight.
Well, he certainly ability of putting a big number up. There's no doubt about it. Knoxville with the ball down on their end. Nice drive, and there he's going to go up and take the shot, and that's going to be... Was that a blocking foul on Cale Rammel?
On Clay.
That is going to be a foul on Clay Schmitz, and number 22, nice drive, and Carson Berline goes in and puts two of them in, and he's going to go for an and one.
Could have went both ways.
Yeah. Yep.
Free throw up and no good, in and out, and that's going to be rebounded by Schmitty. Clay Schmitz up to Regan Martin, back over to Clay Schmitz. Schmitty's going to make a move. Nice inbounds pass into Benny. Benny goes up for the shot, and he gets it to fall. That's using all his muscles right there, and he got that baby down low, and they were hanging on him, and he popped that baby up there. So nice job by Brian Benn. 5-2 score now in favor of the Indians. Benny's going to go to the line. Nice shot by Brian Benn. That's the way he always makes them free throws. At least he always did, buddy. 6-2 score now in favor of the purple and white. Rangers with the ball down on their end of the floor. Berline with the ball, passes off to Onspaugh. He's going to take a three, and that's nothing but string music right there. 6-5 now in favor of the Indians.
Onspaugh's a senior coming into this. You know he's giving it everything he got, and he's got
absolutely
an early three.
Absolutely. Cale Rammel with the ball now. He's out at the top of the key. Passes it off to the wing to Derek Judy. Derek puts a little move on, back out to Benny. Over to Regan. Now over to Clay Schmitz on the other side. Derek's got the ball, puts a little move on, tries to go in, dishes back out to Cale. Now Smitty with the ball. Benny down in the corner. Gives it off to Regan Martin. Regan on the wing. Indians being patient with the offensive end. Derek with the ball over to Clay Schmitz. Schmitty back out to Benny.
We got to get Brian down on the block.
Yeah, we got to get him down there. Now Derek with the ball, has it tipped away. He recovers it. Cale with the ball now. Probably about a minute-long possession here for the purple and white. Now Schmitty over on the side. Derek going to feed it down low into Benny. Benny quick pick, pass out to Cale, and Cale Rammel. Nothing but net from the deep corner.
Oh, that's good to see.
And that's six now for number 22, Cale Rammel.
Those are great in and out passes. Go down in the post, and Brian kicks it right
back
out.
He's wide open out there. Yeah, he's wide open. Now Knoxville's got the ball. Good drive right there by Covert. Covert's rejected a little bit, and the rebound comes down to Cale Rammel. Now Derek Judy with a quick step on the inside, and that's going to be thrown away. Tried to sneak it into Benny real quick there, and he kind of threw it down his ankles. Pretty tough for a 6'6", 330 to get down that fast, you know? I mean, you probably could have did it. I could have maybe done it, but not big 41, right?
But you're not 6'6".
That's true, but I am close to 330.
Okay.
All right, Knoxville with the ball. Covert brings it across the timeline. Passes off. Goes over to Henson. Henson's going to put a move on, and he's going to be called for a charge?
Travel.
Called for a travel.
Yep, shuffled his feet a little bit. Wasn't
Spencer,
sure they
are
saw
we
it,
supposed but to put this on? You supposed to plug this thing in back here for
it's
the
video? It's supposed
to
be on. Yep.
Oh, okay.
You getting anything?
Right, I just saw something here that I know that we usually plug in, but.
No, that's Rob's.
That's Rob's. Very,
his
very
is mono. We use the stereo.
Copy
and
that.
That one's not long enough.
As long
for
as we're
ours
on yep NFHSN tonight.
Supposed to be.
Very, very good. All right, Derek with the ball out here on the wing. Feeds it into Cale. Cale tries to put a move, gets it smacked away, and I think that's going to be a turnover. Now Dylan's fighting for the ball, and we'll scramble for the ball, and Henson comes up with it. He brings her down the court, looks over in the corner to Covert. Covert with the ball, puts a little move on. Regan guarding tightly. 9-5 ball game in favor of the Indians.
Regan's the guy to guard him.
Regan's very, very quick, and he had a nice game against the Cardinals. There goes Onspaugh. Goes in,
nice
blocked
block
by Dylan. Picked up by Gavitt, and here comes the Indians again. And that's just a flat-out quick move by Derek coming in, finding Regan on the corner, in and out. And that's going to be a foul on number 4, Gavin Kobe. He knew it. He went over the top. And let me foul number 1 on Gavin.
Both teams are playing a really gritty man-to-man right now. And the refs are letting them get into it.
Yep.
And Owen is coming in.
Here comes number 13, Owen Judy, back in the ballgame here for the first
coming
time in about 3 weeks.
340 on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard, so we'll kind of keep track of how long he's in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's just hope he doesn't tweak anything. I want to make sure he's playing on Friday night if we can win this ball game, folks. Rangers with the ball. Covert with the ball. He's looking to do something with it. He throws it over to Onspaugh. He's back over to Covert. Now over to Ryan Osborne. He's over to Henschen. Henschen's going to stop and pop a three. Good-looking shot. Just a little short. Rebounded by Owen Judy.
Owen gets up for that rebound.
Quickly up the floor by Gavin. Now down to Derek. Back out to Owen. They get it over to, let's see, Dillon. Now it's back over to Owen. Gavin with the ball now at the top of the key. Derek makes a move. Gets it back out to Owen. Over to Gavin quickly. Now over to Dillon from the side. His favorite shot. That was long. And that's going to be long and rebounded by Covert. He likes to shoot it from right there, and I'd let him shoot. We'll take him shooting that all the time. There goes Anspach up for a long one, and that's going to be a long rebound, and that's going to be rebounded by Owen Judy.
Looks like Dillon actually led the team in field goal percentage from three.
It doesn't surprise me. That young man had some great games. There's Dillon. Now it's over to Gavin. A lot of quick, good ball movement by the Indians, and there goes Benny. Fakes it back out and then takes it with the left hand up strong on, used the rim with some defense there, and great job by number 41, Brian
Benn.
Great
move.
That ball fake got everybody on the defense.
Yep. He's been
setting that one up.
Absolutely. That was going to be a turnover by Carson Berline. He just kind of dribbled it off his knee right out of bounds. Good. We got Owen in there for a couple of minutes, got a little taste, and
about a minute and a half.
Let him rest a little bit. 11-6 here now in favor of the Indians.
I'm sure he was itching to get a shot up.
Yeah. Well, he certainly didn't look to shoot. He kept passing, but I don't think there's a nice inbounds pass into Benny again, and he misses that one, gets his own tip, and puts it in.
Looks like he was patting his own rebounding stats off.
Yeah,
now
he's working on his own rebounding stats right there.
He's a Ben.
Well, he's been taught that from childhood.
Yep.
Henschen with the ball now. Back out to Anspach. Back over to Henschen. Henschen with a move. Shots for a 15-footer. Man, that thing was way down in that rim and popped back out. Cale Rammel with the board. He's going to bring it up for the Tribe. Over to Schmitty on the side. Schmitty all the way across court to Dillon. Dillon gives it up to Cale. Cale takes it all the way in.
Man. Really nice move.
That right there, pretty tough to stop, folks. And I think that's going to be a timeout called by the New Knoxville Rangers. 1:09 to go in the first quarter. Indians got a 10-point lead at 15-5.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. The Indians got a 10-point lead, 15-5.
Yeah, we scored six quick points on them. It was 9-5 for a while, and then all of a sudden we got six quick ones, and
we'll take them.
That was a pretty special move by Cale.
Yeah, that was a big-time move right there.
He's one of two sophomores to make the all-MAC teams, so that's...
He's going to be a player. On spot from way downtown. Nice looking shot right there. Give him three more. And now it's 15-8. Derek Judy with the ball. Brings it over to the timeline. Passes it across over to Cale. Cale looks back to Derek. Derek brings it over to the right side. Finds Regan over in the corner. He goes into Schmitty. Schmitty's going to take it up from about 6 foot. A little bit short. Rebound comes down to number 10, Rylan Dernis. Dernis with the ball. Puts a move on. Guarded closely by Regan Martin. Over to Henschen.
That's Beerline.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a shot by number 5, Reed Thomas.
Oh, Clay's wide open. Oh.
Rebounded by Regan. Regan brings it down quickly. There goes Derek with the Euro step. Goes in. Falls a little short. Benny gets his outtake at point. Benny again. There's a long shot and just about counting for the New Knoxville Rangers. But we got one in the books, and we want to thank Fort Recovery Insurance to be our first quarter sponsor. Indians lead 17-8.
Hi, my
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery Fieldhouse. I saw my favorite little cheerleader over there in the corner. I think it's Dylan Evers' youngest little sister. Yep. And she's been cheering all season long, and it's pretty awesome once in a while. The high school cheerleaders get her over there. And
sometimes she's up in the stands, and sometimes she's down here. She is so cute.
It is. It's awesome just to watch that young lady. All right, Rangers get the ball to start the second quarter off. Covert with the ball now. He gets it over to Henson. Henson back to Onspon. He's going to take another long three. That one's a little bit off, and that's going to be rebounded up high by number 22, Kale. Quickly down to Schmitty in the corner. Schmitty's going to go all the way across, and then we find Benny underneath, and that's going to be... Yeah, he got fouled, but now he comes up with his own rebound. Come on, Schmitty, knock it down for him. And fought for, and it's going to go out of bounds, and I think it's going to stay with the White Fort Recovery Indians. Yeah,
either one of those Knoxville guys could have easily got that cleanly, but they both
decided they were touched by White, didn't they?
Yep.
Derek will get it in for the Indians. Over to Kale for a quick turnaround 14-footer. No good off the back of the rim, and that's going to be rebounded by Patrick Covert. Covert quickly up the floor with it. Makes a couple moves on Regan. Another spin move. Gets it back out to number 10, Ryland Dernis. Now back over to Covert. Covert with the ball. He's going to take a long three, and that's going to be way short.
Absolutely. Perfect defense by Regan.
Regan's been playing tremendous D, and that's a nice job by number 2, Regan Martin. Indians with the ball now down at their end of the floor. 17-8 is the score in favor of Fort Recovery. Derek with the ball working the top of the key. Gets it over to Kale Rammel. Kale back out to the top. Schmitty says, I'll take that shot.
Man.
And he does. Clay Schmitz with a beautiful looking three right there to make it 20-8. Nice job by the senior, Clay Schmitz. Rangers with the ball. Get it over the timeline. Henson with the ball over in the corner to Covert. Covert with it back out to Onspaw. He's going to make a move back over to Covert. He's going to go to the middle of the lane. Again, guarded tightly by Regan. And this time he goes up, misses it, and it's going to be brought down by Derek Judy. Covert with a great move, just couldn't finish it. And now we come back down quickly to Clay. Clay's going to take a quick pop from 10. And look who's there to mop it up. Number 41, Brian Benn. Give him 11 on the night.
11 in the first 10 minutes of the game.
He's got it going on right now. Looks like we got a couple subs coming up here for the Indians for the next break. Covert with the ball now. Gets it over to Onspaw. Back over to Covert. Now back over to number 10, Ryland Dernis. Henson from a bomb, and that's nothing but net. Good looking player right there. Great shot.
That was very pure.
22-11. Indians back down the other end. We get it into Benny. Benny's wide open underneath. And they don't... They're struggling with something to do with big number 41, Brian Benn. Timeout called. Indians lead 24-11 with 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Spending more time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark & Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value, starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint projects.
All right, welcome back to the Cap Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Rangers with the ball. They got it down in the corner. Back out top to Covert. Covert's going to put a move on. He goes down into the corner, back out up to Henson. Owen Judy playing some tight defense on him. They find number four in the corner, and here comes Owen. He smacks it out of bounds, and that's going to stay with the Rangers.
Defensively, it looks like we switched to like a run and gun. We're trapping in the corners. It's still a man, but no, it looks like a 1-3-1 now.
Now it does look like a 1-3-1.
We got Derek Judy running the baseline.
Oh, nice pass right there on the bottom down there by number four, Ryan Osborne. Nice feed from him, and that's going to make it 24-13 in favor of the Indians with 5 minutes to go before halftime. Gavin with the ball. Gets it over to Owen. Owen with the ball back out to the top to Dylan. Swinging around the corner. There goes Owen across the middle. Back out to Gavin. Gavin back over to the wing to Derek Judy. Derek feeds it into Gavin. Gavin back over to Owen. Owen's first shot since his injury, and it's nothing but net.
I'd like to see that.
That's beautiful to see right there. Number 13 with a nice stroke for a three ball. Make it 27-13 in favor of the Indians. Henson from the top of the key, and he answers very quickly. Good-looking shot right there. Now the Indians coming back down in a hurry. This is a fun game to watch, folks. There goes Gavin. He goes in over to Owen from the same spot. This one rattles in and out, and that's going to be brought down and rebounded by Covert. Indians lead by 11. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Henson with the ball. Gets it over to Covert. Covert down in the corner. Looks like a potential travel right there by Berline. He gets it back out to Reed Thomas.
Now we drop the 1-3-1 back to the man-to-man.
Walk. Oh, nice move right Didn't there. And I think it goes in there by Covert. Rebounded by him, and he puts it back in.
Yep.
He kept it alive down there, working his tail off, trying to get a couple points. Derek Judy with the ball down at the Indian end. Back out to Regan Martin. Regan over to Dylan. Dylan waiting for Owen to cross through the middle. There goes Derek. Quick pass over to Owen in the corner. He passes on that three. Back out to Dylan. And looks like we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Melton from Fort Recovery. With 3 minutes to go, Indians lead by 9, 27-18.
My name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive-through only at Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 14th at 5:30 p.m.
Back here at Portside Fieldhouse, three to go here before halftime. I'm Dave Kopp along with Derek Bax and Neil Spencer, bringing the sectional semifinal to you between the Fort Recovery Indians and the New Knoxville Rangers. Indians up 27-18. Not many fouls called, Maxie. We only got, they have one.
Yep.
And we have two. How about that?
Yeah, and the New Bremen game, there was a lot of contact that they weren't calling, and they're calling it both ways, so that's fine. Tonight, there's not that much contact that they're missing. So
yeah, they're doing a nice job. Referee's doing a great job out there tonight. Indians with the ball now. Derek with it. Top of the key.
Looks like we're a little confused on the play.
Yeah, we're going to restart our play.
Got the big boys back in, Benny and Clay. And
yeah, it looks to me like we're going to try to take a little air out of the ball here maybe once. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, there we go.
Nice, back door right there. Oh, and Derek missed that money.
Oh, man.
We set that play up absolutely perfect. And Berline, they get back into him. He's putting the move on now. Now he goes up hard and puts it in the hole. Benny now with 13, 14, 15 on the night. 29 to 18 with a minute 50 to go here before halftime. Henson with the ball. He stops and pops. This one's going to be off the mark, and it's going to go. Oh, nice save right there by Berline, but right to Cale Rammel. Indians down with the ball quickly. Schmitty with a quick move, and that's an up and under. How about that shot right there and that quick spin move? Fake to the right, went back left, and laid it in.
They have no answer for us in the paint.
31 to 18 in favor of the Indians. Henson with the ball. He's going to come right down through the middle, being guarded closely by Derek Judy. Now we got Berline with the ball. He's going to take a long three. That's up and no good. Rebounded by number 12, Clay Schmitz. Quickly up the floor to Cale Rammel, over to Derek, and now back out to Clay. Nothing but net. Have a ball game, Clay Schmitz.
Wow.
Schmitty now starting to put some points on the board. Give him eight for the night. 34 to 18 with a little under a minute to go here before halftime. There's Onsball with the ball. He gets it over to Henson. Henson back out to the top to Covert. Covert's going to reset something up. 34 to 18. Now we're down to 38 seconds.
He scored seven straight
Berline
points.
Berline with the ball now. He makes a move inside over to Henson and back out to number 10, Rylander Ness. Now over to Onsball. Now back over to Berline. He comes across. Hands it off to number 10, Ryland Durness. Now into Onspaw. They're going to go for one shot here. Down 16.
16. Guess that's one way to keep us from scoring anymore.
Well, they got a game plan. I'm all with it. Now it's going to be the quick move in there. Stolen by Schmitty. Schmitty's got 4 seconds. He's coming down the floor looking for a shot. He's going to stop and pop a three. And it's just a little short off the iron. Great job and a great half for the Fort Recovery Indians. After two in the books, Indians lead 34 to 18. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, welcome back. Portside Fieldhouse, we want to thank Kalp Pharmacy for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, and we also welcome Cooper Farms as our halftime show here. They're our sponsor for the halftime show, and Indians lead 34 to 18. Pretty much controlled this game from the start. Don't you think, Derek?
For sure.
We just, like you said, they don't have much answer for number 41, Brian Benn, down low. And I'll let you go over the stats, whatever you got put together.
Let me just jump in there. We were hanging in there 8-5 for a long time. And then we scored like 8 points, I believe, in about a minute and a half. And from it was hanging in there pretty close, and then all of a sudden we spurted out there.
A little bit of a scoring explosion.
Yeah,
we had a couple of those.
That's right.
To end the quarter, actually.
For the stats, for the New Knoxville Rangers, we got Max Henschen with 6, and Sammy Onsball has 6 as well. For the Indians, Brian Benn is leading us with 15 and 5 rebounds. Clay Smith has 8 points, and Cale Rammel also have 8 points. The thing with Brian Benn is he's got 15 tonight in the first half, and he averaged 10 on the year. But every night that I walked out of this gym, I felt like Brian Benn could have had 30 if he wanted to.
Yeah, he does a lot of that. Well, we saw him do it tonight really, really nicely done. The way they got the ball down low to him, and he faked that one time to throw it out. And, I mean, everybody, hook, line, and sinker went for that. And he turned around, and he was wide open for a bunny. Everybody he's played, and I guarantee you he did this at the barn this year, too. But tonight, that was something I don't think I've seen all year, that fake pass and then turn around for a jumper. I don't know. Maybe his mom was the one that brought that up to him, you know?
Could have been.
She probably said, you know what, I think a little fake outside, bring it back in for an easy bunny, and by golly, it worked. I wouldn't give any credit to his dad. You know, I played with his old man. So
is his mom that?
Well, I know that I'm probably going to get my head squeezed next time I see Big Benny, but that's okay. I like teasing the big man. Indians got a chance here tonight to sneak out of here with a victory. Right now, we're up 34-18. I heard Harold Feely just announced the score of St. Henry. What was it, Derek? Did you hear that?
I did not hear it.
I'll see if I can find it here.
Whatever the case, I think St. Henry's probably going to be beating Lima Temple Christian.
Yeah,
so it's going to be
have one win or two wins.
It's going to be a big night on Friday night here coming up. If the Indians can hang on to their 16-point lead here and head over to St. Henry, man, I think I can't wait to actually listen to it. You know, I won't be around, but that's okay, and I'm going to be there in spirit. But the girls tomorrow night, Thursday night, the girls are going to be at Wapakoneta, and they're going to take on the Minster Wildcats. And Minster, I think, beat Ridgemont, I believe, the other night to make it to the district semis. So that ought to be a good game. I hope the girls come out and play a heck of a lot better than they did against them the first game in the season. And obviously, it's over at Minster, and they're at their home crowd, and, you know, that's always worth a few points. But
The girls are going to be play at Wapakoneta.
I know, but I'm saying the first time we played them, we were over at Minster. So spot them 10 points for being at home, maybe. You know, we get them to Wapak, neutral court, unfriendly maybe for them and friendly for us. So we'll see how that goes. The other games I guess we have is possibly not really talking about the games. Oh, here's the score. St. Henry Redskins ahead at halftime, 48-4 over the Temple Christian boys.
I was thinking that there might be a chance that they would hold Temple Christian to single digits.
If we win tonight, I got a feeling we're going to play the Redskins.
That's no fun for anybody right there. I tell you what, that's one of those games where, you know, is what it is. You got to play them, and Redskins are fine-tuning things. So we got about 4 minutes to go here before the start of the third quarter. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we'll talk swimming for a little bit.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. I'm Dave Cobb, along with Derek Bax and Neil Spencer, bringing you the sectional semifinals. Indians lead 34-18. And we got a big day coming up here for Coach Bupp and her swimmers. And I'm looking back through this. The 200 free relay is Paige Fortkamp, Autumn Burke, Ava Bupp, and Tegan Fortkamp. And they have a time of 1 minute 42.43. And I'm assuming that's pretty good.
Yep.
Just guessing. In the medley relay, we didn't qualify there.
Correct. Okay. Just the two. Those are the, I think they call them district.
I'm starting to figure out Spencey's notes here. So where it's highlighted, we made it.
Yeah. Yep.
So we came in seventh, but we qualified there.
Well, I'm wondering
that's
there.
That's the seventh place finish.
We finished seventh, so we're not seated seventh at the state. That was the seventh place finish at the district. And then we finished sixth here in the 50 free. Tegan did at 20. My God, she was sixth place.
Wow.
And she broke our school record.
Yep.
See, I'm telling
you,
there's some fast ones out there. Other finishers in the 400 free relay was Tegan, Paige, Audra, and Ava Bupp. Ava Bupp was ninth in the 200 IM. That's the individual medley for you non-swimmers out there.
That'd be me.
Autumn Burke was 14th in the 100 fly. Paige Fortkamp was 17th in the 50 free. Audra Bupp placed 17th in the 100 breaststroke and 29th in the 200 individual medley.
Let's take a quick break and come back with a Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
I forgot that, didn't I, Spencey?
Yep.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Back here at Portside Fieldhouse. I'm going to finish up my talk about the swim team.
Yep.
Says Tegan Fortkamp should qualify in the 50.
Yep, that's
old too?
Yeah.
That's old news?
Yeah.
Gosh dang it, Spencer,
well,
you're killing me.
That is the text or the email I got from
Coach Bupp.
Coach Bupp.
All right.
On Saturday, I believe. And then we just highlighted that.
Very good. All right, Indians get the ball here to start the third quarter. They're up by 16, 34-18. Derek Judy with the ball gets it over to Regan Martin. Back out to Derek. Looks like the boys are going to play a little zone against us. Did they do that in the first half? Was they in zone against us?
Nope.
That's what I was thinking. Smitty with the ball now over on the side. Gets it back out across court to Regan. Regan now sets it back up with Derek at the top. Back over to Regan. Got Kale sitting up in the high post. And back over to Schmitty. I think the bottom line is if we're going to be up 16 points and they're going to play a zone, we're going to pull them back out of that. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd
say. Because we're going to be very, very patient here.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to sit back there and just play in a looks like a 3-2 matchup zone.
There's one in to Kale. Kale takes a 10-footer, turned around, no good. Going to be rebounded by Covert. And the Rangers are going to bring their first possession across the timeline down. Be going right to left on the old radio dial, but Spencey always says we don't have dials on the internet.
And it isn't radio.
And it isn't radio. Catch hell every time.
But everybody knows what we're talking about. It's a reference point.
It's a reference point. All right, Onsball with the ball. He's got her down here at the side wing. Gets it over to Covert. Covert puts a move on. He's guarded closely by Regan Martin again. Back out to number 10, Ryland Dernis.
We've held our two leading scorers to 4 and 2 points.
Yeah, we're playing some great defense right now. And see if we can hang on and hold on to this. Now Henson with a wide open lane,
nice
he just got a quick step on Derek, and he went in for an easy layup. Give them the first 2 points of the half, down to 14, 34 to 20. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cale Remmel with the ball now. He brings it back out to the top. Looks inside to Benny. Benny's got the ball now about 13 feet away, and he brought it down and tried to dribble it, and that's not what a 6'6 guy needs to do at 13 feet away from the bucket. But he did it, and they got it swiped away from him.
Well, they went to that zone, and they got two stops.
Yes, exactly
one
right.
One turnover.
That's
so.
Exactly right. I was thinking the exact same thing. Rangers with the ball now. Dernis with the ball over on the right wing. He brings it out to the top of the key, hands off to Henson, and Henson's going to take an extra step in there.
I think he took three extra steps.
Well, he definitely shoveled his feet right there, and it was an easy travel call by the old
stripes.
Black and white.
Yep. He had a wide open lane in front of him. He got a little excited.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he thought he was going to get two in a row. All right, Derek with the ball now, brings it up across the timeline over to Regan. Regan down to Schmitty in the corner. Back out to Regan on the wing. Now to Cale. Cale's going to take a three from the side, and that's about a foot and a half too long. And that's going to be an air ball for Cale Ramo and rebounded by Covert. Now it's brought up to Derner, and number 22, Carson Berline, and he's going to pop one in there, give him eight for the night.
Can't give him any open looks.
No, I think that might give him six. Now it's down to a 12-point lead, 34-22. Coach Melton going to take a little mini timeout with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. We want to thank Fowler Mechanical. It'll be our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in a bit.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like.
Rangers only 2 or 4 points here so far in the second half of the semifinals.
I like that. I like that timeout by Coach. Came out of the second half with a big lead, or the first half with a big lead. And
we were a little flat.
Yep.
We were a little flat. So they're going to stick in that zone. And I think right now at this point, you just stand here and hold the ball.
Yep.
We can't score against the zone. We'll just make you come out and move it. Now we get a quick one down to Benny. Benny goes up, and he's going to get an and one right there.
That was big.
It was either that or he figured out that play right there and said, let's do this. Let's just work it down to our big boy. Let him get an easy two and put him on the line.
What's Ben's free throw percentage? Do you have those? Did they get to those stats, Derek?
Brian Ben this year has shot 53% from the line.
Ooh, 53. I thought it had been at least 20% higher.
I'd love to see what he shot last year, because I guarantee it's 20%
and
higher.
As a sophomore.
Yes. Yeah.
And as a sophomore. But he makes that one. 37-22. Indians lead back up to 15. What is our team free throw shooting average, Derek?
Team free throw is 53.7.
Wow. Nice move down there by number 12, Patrick Covert. I think he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line. It might be their first trip to the line. Have they shot any free throws?
Hadn't been many players on either team at the whole other side.
Brian Benn has the only two free throws tonight.
First one up and good by Covert. Covert with 3 points tonight. Like we said earlier in the pregame, he had 17 against us earlier in the year. That one's up and good. And the Indians are going to bring her down the floor in a hurry. Derek gets it across the timeline. Beats his big man down. Benny's like, whoa, why am I taking the ball out here? You guys are going to get in a hurry. Look who's got the most points on the board here for us. I got 18. Derek with the ball now over to Gavin. Gavin back over to Derek. Cale working the high post. We got Owen back in the game. Owen and Benny down on the low post. Gavin with the ball now swings back around to the left side. Benny with it now, too far away from the bucket. Gavin's got it on the 3-point line, and now Owen's got it. Owen in the Cale. That's where we scored before, and they set it up. Hey, kind of telegraphed that pass right there,
they were waiting for it.
Good job by the Rangers.
He traveled.
Yeah, on spot with a quick step, goes in and takes a nice little floating right-hander, about a 6-footer, makes it 37-26.
Why don't we just sit behind the volleyball line? I mean, they're not even coming outside the arc.
I kind of had that same thought. We talked about it, but we're attacking this
now
pressure
he just did.
I think he heard you.
They're probably listening to Fort Recovery Radio out there on the court.
In the huddle.
There's a good chance that right now, if this is what we're going to do, number 22 is going to get tired in a hurry.
Yeah, he is. Now they're extending theirs down a little.
They're bringing it out, but we're just going to go back and forth here between Owen and Derek.
Yeah, that opposite wing player's got to read that pass one of these times.
Yeah, Coach Fishbaugh, he's...
See,
look at that.
He got it into Benny, and he couldn't get the handle.
Benny's going to come out of the game right there, and Coach is going to say, that's all right. Schmitty back in the game now for the Indians.
We need to get a stop here before they get a little momentum going.
Yeah, I agree. Cover with the ball now. He's got his... I thought he was going to stop and pop that. He had a good look.
We back
there it is.
The step and that
37-29 now in favor of the purple and white.
We can't
Indians
let him
quickly
get
down the floor. Well, we didn't guard him closely there, Derek.
Nope.
You noticed that? And he's like, you guys ain't going to come out and guard me. I guess I'll shoot it. And he did, and he nailed it.
I think he's trying to remind us of the first game now.
Well, he can definitely put it in the hole. Yep. There's no doubt about it. Derek with the ball now. What we got to do is continue to look to score. I mean, Owen Judy with the ball now. He passed up a three. Now we get it over to Regan. Back out to Derek. Just kind of passing it around the perimeter of this zone. New Knoxville's coach happy with their defense. Well, he should be, because we've only scored 3 points this quarter. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
And another turnover. And no, it's going to stay with Fort Recovery.
It's a 1-3-1 on defense. 24 is just chilling in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been outscored. What'd they have? 18? Outscored 11-3 here so far this quarter?
That's right. There you go.
There's Kale with a 10-footer. He got shoved. No call was made.
Good
Dylan
rebound.
Gets the rebound, and now we got Regan now back out the top to Owen Judy. Owen's going to run the point a little bit. Looks like Derek Judy taking a break here, getting a breather to end this quarter.
I would take Kale Rammel shooting a 6-foot jump shot.
Anytime. Yep. Now Dylan's going to take about a 12-footer. That one's a little long. Rebounded down to number 12, Clay Schmidt. Schmidt puts a move on. He goes up.
Nice.
And he lays it in. Covert wanted to foul right there. He wanted the charge call, but he didn't get it. Indians get a much-needed bucket. Now it's 39-29. Indians back out on top by 10. 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. Cover with the ball again. He pops, and he's going to miss that three-pointer right there. And this one's going to come down to Owen. Owen quickly up to Regan, and that's where Regan scores, folks.
He got that ball, and he was under the basket in a flash.
I tell you what, he did that against New Bremen about 3 or 4 times. He showed his speed, and I tell you what, he might be the quickest to the bucket we got.
I agree.
Rangers with the ball now. Looks like Berline's going to take a shot. That's a little long. Rebounded by Owen Judy. It's smacked around. He stays with it. Regan now has it. He's going to bring it over the timeline with 28 seconds to go. Indians with a 12-point lead. Owen Judy with the ball. I think we'll probably work this down to one. Oh, we find an easy Dylan down in the bottom,
nice.
And they're going to lay it in. Number 23, Dylan Evers, just kind of kept creeping in, and we found him for an easy bucket underneath. So
it's a great assist by Regan.
8 seconds to go now. Rangers with the ball. They got to get rid of it. Looks like Onspaw's going to take a last-second shot, and it's up and short. And that's going to do it. That was a fast, fast quarter right there. 3 quarters in the book. We want to thank Father McCandle to be our third quarter sponsor. Indians lead 43-29.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people.
We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. ACE is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
And we want to thank Matt Miner and the Wangler Hardware gang out there at Ace Hardware to be our fourth quarter sponsor. Indians got themselves a, what we got here, 14-point lead, Derek?
Yes, sir.
43-29 going into the final 8 minutes. Knoxville gets the ball to start the quarter. Oh, how about that?
That's a gift.
Well, it was just a tall pass, and the young man just couldn't come down with it. That was number 5, Reed Thomas, the 6-foot senior. He's kind of lost his step there on that ball, and turned over by the Rangers. They're still going to stay in that zone. Looks like they're going to trap a little more. Now Smitty. Smitty was passing the ball down to Benny.
He started as a shot, and then he decided halfway through it.
Well, it was a beautiful play because he turned around. Everybody else turned around thinking it was a jumper, yeah. And he just kind of floated it down to Benny at about 10 feet, and Benny says, I'll get the rebound, and went right over his head. Well, back-to-back turnovers, and now the Rangers got the ball. Got her over on the right wing, number 10, Rylan Dernis. Now back out to number 4, now over to Covert. Covert puts a move on. He goes in strong, puts it up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Regan Martin. There's a long pass down the floor, and that's going to be tipped away. Turnover again by the Indians, and now Henson with the ball. He comes back up the court, hands it off to Onsball. He's going to take a long three. That's short, and that's going to be rebounded by Clay Schmitz. Schmitty off to Derek. Derek's coming down in a hurry. He passes back to Regan. Regan back and forth.
Where's the fire, boys? I think we need to slow her down.
Yeah. At this point, 7 minutes to go here, up by 14.
I mean, you can walk the ball up and then be aggressive on offense, but
take a few seconds coming up. Yeah, I'm with you. There's a feed into Benny. Benny back over to Derek. Derek for his first three of the night, and he nails it. Nice looking shot right there by number 3, Derek Judy, and he gets on the scoreboard. I believe that's his first bucket of the night.
Yep.
I believe so.
That's only his sixth three of the year.
Sixth three of the year, wow. All right, Rangers with the ball back over to Onspaw. He puts a move on back out to Osborne. Osborne gets it over in the corner to Ryland Dernis, and looks like we're going to have a 30-second timeout by Coach Fishbach. I'm going to say Fishbach. You think that's what it is? Fishbach, yeah?
Looks like
Fishbach. Cole Fishbach. He's a young man there for the Rangers, and he could be there for a long time. We'll be back here in a little bit. 6 minutes to go.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Not allowed to eat anymore. Here getting ready for the final 6 minutes here of the fourth quarter. Indians lead 46-29. Indians, what do we got? I mean, we got one team foul. What did we have at the halftime? One?
I think we had two in the first half.
Two in the first half, one.
And they only had one.
And it's not really that they're missing them. They're just, it's
only
very, very clean. Both teams.
Incredible.
Make it for a pretty quick game, though.
Yeah, it's flying by. There goes Henson underneath.
Ooh.
He's going to be stopped. Blocked by Derek Judy. Cale Rammel picks it up, and he brings it across the timeline. Now the Rangers are going to bring their zone out as far as they can bring it. They're out to the timeline. Now it's 50-29. Oh, nice move by Govert. That right there was beautiful. Nice job by number 12, Patrick Govert. Give him 9 on the night. Indians need to get back down to their big man. He's got 18. Now they feed him in there to him. He goes back out to Schmitty. Schmitty over to Regan. Indians with... Whoa. That's a highest cross-court pass I've ever seen right there. Kale with the ball now, works it down to Benny. Benny says, I need 20, and I'm going to get it. Give Benny the big 2-0 here for the night. How many rebounds he got?
I got him for 7 right now.
He might get her. Might get his double-double. He's had 2 in a row. Nice move inside there by Burline. He's going to turn around and make it. Timeout, Rangers. They get her back to 19. 52-33. 4 minutes, 22 seconds to go in this ball game. We'll be back.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Was that Pauline Fallon that made that commercial right there, Neil?
Nope. That was Aaron Miner.
That was Aaron?
That was
Didn't
Aaron
sound
Miner.
Like Aaron.
Yep.
I thought that at first, and then I thought, no, it's got a little Pauline voice to it, but that was Aaron Miner. Nicely done.
Yeah, she's pretty good at talking.
She's very good at talking. She's very good. All right, welcome back to the Wengler Hardware. Fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 52-33, up 19 with 4 minutes and 22 seconds to go in this ballgame. Full court pressure now from the New Knoxville Rangers, and they're going to force a turnover on their first try. There goes Burline in. He's going to miss the layup, and it's rebounded by Derek Jeudy. Derek gets it up the floor now real quick, like, and there's Dylan, and that's going to be... I think it's going to be a foul on Onspa, I think.
Well, we're lucky they called a foul there because that was going to be another turnover.
Well, they brought the pressure on, which I kind of had in the hunch they had to, right? I mean, they had to bring out the pressure, and they get a turnover like they wanted and just didn't finish through with the shot. Schmitty with the ball now, getting some serious pressure. They're going to be hacking and hugging and everything else, and they finally get the foul
call.
They're
going to get us to the foul line. Anspa tried to foul him before, but the refs weren't going to call it.
That gives them 3 fouls.
He was trying not to make it like anything that vicious, but he had a hold of his jersey.
Even Onspa was kind of chuckling like, dude, I fouled him, man.
Yeah, trying to get to get us to the line. It's 3rd foul.
There's 4.
Make that 4 right there.
Yep.
Well, they got to get aggressive. Their only chance now is for us to miss our free throws. So, and we can do it.
It's 3 different guys.
2-0.
2-0.
And I can't remember which game that was, but he sunk 2 at the tail end. That was the game for us.
Yep. Coach is yelling, don't foul him. Don't foul him. He's their best free throw shooter.
Chris, he hadn't shot a foul shot in a month.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shot plenty of foul shots, just not the game.
Yeah, not the game, yeah. My money's on Owen.
All right, Owen, put him in there. First one up and a little bit long and rebounded by number 12, Patrick Covert. Covert brings it up the floor himself. Looks over in the corner to Henson, back out to Covert. Covert back over to Onspa. He's going to shoot a 3. String music right there, number 24. 52-36 now.
I think that's his 3rd one of the game.
Yes, it is.
And now they get their foul on Clay Schmidt, so they'll put a senior to the line here. Tickled to death to get old number 12 back in this season here. I thought for sure that young man might have he might have to watch the whole dang time. We got him in. We got him back in the one time. He wasn't in a minute. And screwed that shoulder up, and they got a brace for him. It's working good. That one up and no good. Rebounded by Kale. Big offensive rebound. He goes back up, and he's going to be fouled by Burline.
So Covert and Beer Line have done better this half because they were like points and 0 points.
Yep. There's a free throw that goes in for Cale Rammel. You know, you look up there, we've got, obviously, Benny's got 20. Smitty's got 8. Cale's got 9. You look on their side, they're pretty steady, too. They got 8, 9, 8, 11. Cale's second one up and good. 54-36 now. Indians back up by 18. Up and under by Onspon. No good. Rebounded by Derek. And he's going to be fouled right off the bat by number 12, Patrick Covert.
Come on, Derek. We need you here.
Derek going to the line here, shooting his first free throw of the game. He's got 3 on the night. 3:19 to go in this ballgame. Indians lead 54-36. First one up. Ooh. Barely touched iron.
Ouch.
They got 10 fouls now, so Derek gets the second shot.
These are important reps at the free throw line. We're up 18, so they might not be as crucial, but, I mean, say next week we're up 3 and they start fouling, you know?
We got to make them. Well, we've said it all year long. It's been our Achilles heel all year. We got to stroke him. That one's up, rolls in and out. No good. Rebounded by Benny, and I think he's going to get called for the foul and a push-off to Patrick Covert. Benny's first foul of the night. He's kind of got the unibrow look tonight a little bit, don't he?
Channeling his inner Anthony Davis. It's worked out, too. He's got 20 and 7.
There goes Onspaw with a drive. He goes in hard. He's going to be fouled, I think, by Benny. He might pick up 2 fouls in no time. Yes, he does.
Yes, sir.
Benny probably heard that come across the PA. I only got 1 foul.
Let him have it.
I got 4 to waste. All I got 3 minutes to go. First free throw up by Onspaw. Good.
He's giving himself a break.
We're going the wrong way from the Hull Brothers foul line. They're making them, we're not. We need to turn
right.
That around.
That one up and good.
He made those look pretty easy.
Yeah, that young man's got a touch. Gavin back in the ballgame now. He gets fouled.
And Small, third.
Gavin will go down. He's always got a smile on his face. You
I
know?
Love it. I love watching that kid.
Well, I think he wants a dunk.
and so do we.
And they've been, I think he wants to cherry pick. I know he's been kind of watching him. And first shot up. And there's our number 2 free throw shooter on the year, 63%. Nothing but string music. One more shot here for Gavin. I believe that's his first point of the night. Yes, it was. Next one up, and that's hard. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville, and they'll get it up quickly. Covert with the ball over to Onspaw. Back to Covert for 3. And that's nothing but net. Full court pressure again by him, and they're going to be fouled. They're going to foul number 22, Cale Rammel.
Well, we had a quick first 3 quarters. Last 3 minutes might
this
take
would hit the brakes here earlier.
It might
or
take
5 minutes into this ball game.
This fourth quarter might take as long as the first 3.
Yeah,
because they're not going down easy, and I don't blame them.
Well, all we got to do is keep making these free throws. We got it back up to 15 now, and a little bit too. I mean, they'd have to make a 3 every trip down here, I think. And
good job, Cale. He's 4 for 4.
Cale Rammel having a good night shooting free throws. There goes Covert. He's got the ball back out to Anspaw, over to Covert. Covert again to Anspaw. He's going to shoot, and that's string music.
That's his fourth one.
Now over to Cale, and he's going to be fouled in a hurry. Fouled by number 10.
Keep fouling, Cale.
Ryland Dernis. Coach is saying, foul number 2, foul number 2. Regan's like, yeah, foul me. I'll shoot.
I'm not the official was talking to their coach, and now he's talking to our coach. I don't know if they were saying take it easy on the intentional fouls or whatever. I don't know what he was saying.
That's kind of a tough thing to do.
Yeah, because they're wanting to foul.
They're not trying to hurt us. That's
right.
a whole different deal.
No. Well, way to go, Derek. You just completely jinxed Cale Rammel. He missed 2 in a row.
All right, Cover with the ball. He's going to go all the way coast to coast. Flip it up there, and that's in. Back to the full court pressure, and that's over to Dillon across the timeline, and now he's fouled. Well, they've whittled their way down to 11 points here.
Yep.
And they have scored like four or five straight possessions, at least three threes in there.
Yes, sir.
And yep. 57 to 46 with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go. Coach Melton going to take a quick break here. We'll take one with him, and we'll be back to finish up this ball game.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
I have a final here. As we expected, St. Henry blew out Lima Temple Christian, 69-19.
69-19, 50-point victory.
I think they had four at halftime or something. So
48-4, yeah.
So
what did they score in the second half? What was it, 69-59?
St. Henry had 69 points.
69.
Yep.
Well, they got a lot of players in the second half,
well,
too. So.
And that would have been a running clock. In the tournament, gets to 30 points running clock. Found that out the other night in the girls' basketball game. Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Did not know that. You know that, Darren?
What's that?
Running clock after you get to a 30-point lead.
I did not know that.
Dillon Evers, first shot up and good.
I'm glad I never got to find that out.
Yeah,
I guess.
Kidding. No kidding.
Unless you're on the right side of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Dillon's second one up and good. Give the big senior 4 points on the night. 2:16 to go. Quickly bring the ball down. Looking for a shot. They get it out to Covert. Covert with the ball now. He's going to take the three. That's up and good.
Wow.
Got her down to 10 points. Minute 59 to go, and they're going to foul Big Benny. So Benny's going to go down and shoot, too. I'll tell you what. We have made the majority of our free throws. Kale missed a couple. But they have actually chipped this from 19 to 10.
They've hit four straight threes, and Covert got another layup. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
on that foul there, Covert's got four, and he's hit three threes in a row, and he thought the foul was on him. He's like, oh, but it was on this guy. And the ref shook his head. He's like, yep, that's right.
He didn't want to come out of this game. Yeah. He's on fire.
Yeah.
Covert now with 17, same as what he scored against us the first time this year. And Benny now 2-for-2 at the free throw line.
Covert had zero in the first half.
Gets it back up. Nah, I think he had it. Did he have zero in the first half? Is that right?
I think he had zero, and Beerline had four. He has eight, but they're not letting him get the shots off.
Absolutely, absolutely. Rangers with the ball. Shot over in the corner by number 10, Rylan Durness. And that's going to be rebounded right there by Dillon Evers. And the Indians are going to bring it up the floor. And they give it to Kale. Kale's going to go up and lay it in. 63-49. Down to a minute 35. And that's going to be just throwed away.
Beerline broke for the basket, and Covert threw it where he used to be.
Yep. Nobody's fault right there. Just one of those things that happened. And
that's a big one.
Yep. Indians now with a 14-point lead, minute and a half to go.
Wanting them to press us here, coaches.
They get it into Kale. He doesn't get much rotation on those free throws. It's kind of a knuckleball he throws up there, and that one falls in. He's 1-for-2 on that trip, and it's 64-49. Indians up by 15, minute 20 to go. Long pass over in the corner, and that's going to be right through Henson's hands and out of bounds. And did Kale tip it? Yeah, he did.
I guess he did. Yeah, apparently.
Henson with 8 points on the night. Covert with the ball, thinking about shooting a long three. Gets it into Berline, back out to Covert. Boys, you got to put her up. That one's over to Anspaugh in the corner. He shoots in and out. No good. Rebound to Dylan Evers. Over to Derek. Derek over across the floor. Over to Gavin. Gavin over to Regan. And the Indians passing the ball around. Down to a little under a minute to go.
Well, they're not fouling us now.
Well, it's 15 points here. And
Covert didn't foul because he's got
four.
Yeah,
Covert's got. And now Berline's going to come out and foul. And he's going to foul Regan Martin. He's been wanting to put Regan on the line. He finally got his chance.
See what Regan does here. He was asking him for the foul.
Regan said, I'll show you. What's Regan shooting? Free throw percentage. Probably has a shot, man.
Regan, 7 for 16 on the year.
He's 2 for 2 starting right now tonight.
As many times he's taken that ball to the hole, it's a wonder he hasn't shot more.
I know.
You know? First one up and in.
Nobody can catch him to fouling.
Comes a bunch of subs here for the Indians. Looks like they're going to take out all their starters. And Troy Holman coming in. Landon Post, Rex Leverett, Dylan Evers coming in. Indian faithful giving their...
Caleb Evers coming in.
Caleb Evers, yep. I'm sorry. Yep. And Indian faithful giving their starters a nice standing ovation. Regan with his next shot off the back of the iron. That's going to be rebounded by the Rangers. Covert's going to bring it down, and he's going to give it off to Anspaugh quick. He's going to go hard to the hole, up and in. Timeout called by the New Knoxville Rangers. 65-51, 34.3 seconds to go in the ballgame. We'll be back to wrap this baby up here.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. 34.3 seconds to go. Indians up by 14. Gavin's going to take the ball out. Gets it into Rex Leverett. Rex has got the ball now. He's going to bring it up and give it to Troy. Troy Holman with the ball now. He's going to give it back out to Rex. Rex over to Gavin. Gavin to Landon Post. Posty's holding the ball with 23.2 seconds to go, and it looks to me like this ball game is going to be over. Rangers are just going to fall back right here and let the clock run out down to 13. Indians are going to move on to the sectional finals. They're going to make a trip Friday night over to St. Henry. Take on the St. Henry Redskins. And that'll do her for us tonight. Indians going to win their sectional semifinals 65-51 against the New Knoxville Rangers. Nice game for the Indians to pick this victory up. They've won the last two, and like I said, they're going to head over to St. Henry. We'll be back right after this to wrap this ball game up.
Most jobs take a... Go Indians. Hello. Breakfast casserole. Salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text friend or neighbor. Tin cupboard take and bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back. back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians come away with a 65-51 win over the New Knoxville Rangers. Indians improved to 12-11 on the year. And nice win for the Indians tonight. Derek, and what do you got for us on some stats?
Stats-wise, we got New Knoxville Rangers first. Patrick Covert ends his high school career with 17 points. Sammy Onspaugh, also another senior that's done, he had 18. For the Indians, Clay Smits had 12 points and 4 rebounds. Kale Rammel added 14 points. And Brian Benn was the player of the game with 22 points and 7 rebounds.
Yeah, Benny was a big man tonight on the boards and everything, and I have to think that we easily out-rebounded the Rangers, it seemed like it, watching the ball game. And I just feel like, I want to go over there and I want to play. I don't think we played the up-and-down game with San Andrew that first game.
Yep.
And I think our boys like to do that. And I want to go over and at least try it and see once what happens. What do we got to lose on that? I would have to think, obviously they're the higher seed, but anybody's ball game on that on Friday night. I think that they may be favored, but maybe not by more than a point or two at the most. But I think if we come out and just play our game, I think we'll be fine. And all we can ask for is a chance to win this baby at the end of the game here on Friday night. And I wish them the best. Girls will be playing on Thursday night at Walpock. That game starts at 5:30. And the girls will have it here. Diane and Joe and Suze will have it on with Spency on Fort Recovery Radio. WPGW will have it on. And I hope to heck that's an exciting game. I would love to be in that fourth quarter with a chance to win that game.
And, yep.
I think Holly Gann, Coach Gann, would love to be in that same situation. So we'll see how that goes for the girls on Thursday night. Good luck to the swimmers on Thursday or tomorrow, whenever they're doing it. Wish them the best. I hope they have a heck of a day and swim as fast as they can swim. I'm sure they will. We'll see if the coach, yeah, I think yep, coach is coach coming is out. Coming we'll take out a quick
they,
break here.
Get and, caught and, by the press. Yep, he's. I think we're okay. We'll be back in just a minute right after this with the coach.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Coach, great game tonight. Indians came out ready to play and just kind of controlled the game from the get-go, I felt like. Once it was close, 3-4 points, and all of a sudden we went on a 9-0 run just kind of got in the groove and things went well.
Yeah, they were, I thought our guys, come out firing on all cylinders early on. We got a little stagnant there through a few periods there where they were zoning us and changing up their defenses a little bit. Our guys just kind of quit attacking and I was on them about attacking. We want to score, take the lanes, and get what right. we want. So, but I was proud of the guys for finishing the game.
Yeah, it was a good game by our big guy, Brian Benn. Got him the ball down in there tonight. And he did something tonight that Derek and I talked about. He always throws it back out to his wingman, try to get an open look for a nice three. And tonight he made a couple of fakes out to that wingman and held onto the ball and turned around for an easy bunny. And that's something that I haven't seen him do all year, and I'm sure you've seen him do it in the past too. But it was nice to see him do that. I thought he did a great job at that. Turnover-wise, it was a pretty clean game, really. I don't think we had I think we had 5 team fouls the entire game.
Yeah.
And
then they started fouling at the end of the clock.
Yeah,
so
they
I
did.
Get it. But,
you know what? And they fought their way back in there. They got it down to 10.
Yeah,
I think they had 4 straight threes or at least 5 straight possessions where they scored, and it was impressive on there.
Yeah, they started doing a two-man game over there and putting 3 guys on one side and playing a little two-man pick and roll, pick and pop, and mainly pop and then drive based on the coverage. And our guys we need to do a better job of handling that situation.
Well, they got hot, and hats off to them. But I think the better team won this game tonight, and you know, we but like I say, hats off to Patrick Covert. He had a very slow start in the first half, and he came out and he caught fire, and he's a nice player.
Yeah, we focused on trying to slow him down. Obviously, Carson Beerline's a nice player, and there are other players stepped up pinch and hit a three there, I believe, in the first half. And,
yeah.
You know, and Amspot got hot on us early off of, you know, we kept telling Brian he really wants no part of you inside. He wants to chuck threes.
Right.
And, but, you know, back to Brian, we've been working on that. We've been talking about him being a little bit more selfish. We like the unselfishness, but you're right there 3 feet around the basket. Just go up, big fella.
Take it up hard.
Finish it.
He did a nice job tonight. And we know, we saw that now we're going to take off and go over to St. Henry. St. Henry took care of Temple Christian by a big number. And so we got some revenge coming here for the Redskins.
Yeah, you know, we're just going to go over and play our game. We got 2 days to prepare. You know, I'm sure Coach Rosenbeck's doing the same thing. And, you know, we're just appreciate the opportunity that lies ahead and look forward to it Friday night.
Well, two pretty even teams going after it, and I think it'll be a heck of a ball game. You know, I feel like it's our turn to go over there and kick some butt. So I wish you luck on that, Coach.
And appreciate it.
It was nice to see Owen get in, stretch out a little bit, and he hit a shot there from the wing, and he didn't look like he was limping at all.
He's 75-85% somewhere in there. He'll be ready Friday night.
Good.
We just wanted to limit him a little bit, get him in there and get him loose a little bit.
I thought exactly the same thing you're saying there, but he didn't shy away from going down underneath the paint.
I was trying to get him to drive baseline down there in the end, but maybe he's a little gun shy
Well, I saw Gavin out there smiling. I think he wanted to put one down for his home team tonight just didn't get the opportunity. So
I'd like to see him put the free throws down instead of a dunk.
Hey, he did. Pretty proud of him. So I think we did a pretty good job of shooting the free throws tonight. Yeah, we missed a couple, but all in all, you know, when they were making their comeback, we were making our free throws.
Right.
We'd make two, they'd make three. So they came back in. But nice job there by the Indians, and congratulations, Coach, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you.
All right, Spencer, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back and we'll wrap this baby up and be done.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here on the Miracle Lanes post-game show, where the Indians come away with a 65-51 victory over the New Knoxville Rangers. Kind of went back and forth early, then the Indians pulled away, and then the Rangers in the fourth quarter with about 3.5-4 minutes to go, they started fouling, putting us on the line. We did pretty well from the line, but then they'd come down and make a three, so it kept coming back, and they'd get it down to around 9 or 10, and we'd get it back up to 15 or 16, went back and forth like that for a while, but they did everything they could to try to win that game, and that's kudos to them. They're pretty good team for the Rangers, and they bow out, I believe. Let me see if I have that here. I think they're bowing out at 5-17 in a different league. That number would be vastly different. But so Indians win to move on, and they'll be heading over to St. Henry to play in St. Henry's gym on Friday night, and that'll be at 7 o'clock. Thursday, the night before that, the girls will play Minster at Wapakoneta, and that'll be in the district semifinal, and that'll be the first game. So that'll be at 5:30, and that will be here on Fort Recovery Radio with Diana and Susie. Friday, we're probably they have been limiting media at St. Henry, so we probably will be simulcasting Rob Weaver's call, but one way or the other, we will have that game on the air, and they do have NFHS, but that will have WCSM's audio, I believe. So, again, Thursday, girls play against Minster at Wapakoneta in the district semifinals. Friday, the boys will play at St. Henry in the sectional final. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Girls play at 5:30 on Thursday. Then if the girls would win on Thursday, they would play they would play Saturday at Wapakoneta in the district final at 7 o'clock. So, that's kind of what we have going on. And let's see, I have something else here, I believe. I think that's what we have here for tonight. So, be sure you're tuned in. We will always have the games on, whether it's our broadcast or WPGW. We're hoping to have our broadcast on every one of the tournament games, but we'll have to see how that goes. So I want to thank Derek Bax and Dave Kalp, who's going on vacation in a day or two. So he'll be missing at least the next game or two for our Indians. But I want to thank them for helping us out tonight. And, again, we want to thank all of our sponsors that help us out. And want to give a big thanks to all of them. And we'll see you again on Thursday night from Wapakoneta with the girls. Thanks for listening. Be back on Thursday.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery with the winter weather.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.